So now we repeat. We mean by yoga a methodized effort towards self-perfection by the expression of the potentialities latent in the being and a union of the human individual with the universal and transcendent existence we see partially expressed in man and in the cosmos. We shall come back to this definition again and again, perhaps 1,000 times, because the whole book being a book on yoga, we shall have to come back to this word again and again. So it does not matter even if you don't remember now this word and the definition. Perforce we shall come to know it, and by repetition we shall be able to memorize it. But what is important is to note that yoga is first a methodized effort. That is a distinguishing feature of yoga. The second is the goal of this effort is self-perfection. That this self-perfection is effected by development. Development of the potentialities which are already in us. Whatever is latent in us, whatever is potential, whatever is possible, you develop those potentialities to the highest perfection. This is one part of the definition. Methodized effort towards self-perfection by the expression of the potentialities latent in man. Second part of the definition is, it's a methodized effort towards a union of the human individual with the universal and transcendent existence. When these three terms are united, that is the completion of yoga. When there's an effort towards it, it is also yoga. Yoga is both the process and the result. When you unite completely, that is, yoga is completed. It is called yoga siddhi. But the process is also yoga. That is why Sri Aurobindo uses the word effort towards. The word towards is very important because even the process, when you are moving towards it, is also doing yoga. So these are the words to be remembered for yoga. We shall deal with these words in detail. It will take us months and months, but it does not matter. Now, having understood this, Sri Aurobindo has used the word integral yoga. What is integral yoga? The fact is, the integral yoga integrates different yogas. There are many systems of yoga. Every yoga has three elements in it. This is the best way of understanding the integral yoga on one side and yogas on the other. Let us at least give some names to different yogas. It will be easier for us to understand. There is a system of yoga which is called Hatha Yoga. H-A-T-H-A, Hatha Yoga. That is again a Sanskrit word which you have got to learn. There is no escape. Hatha Yoga is Hatha Yoga. There is not even a translation of it in English. Hatha Yoga. Then there is another yoga called Raja Yoga. R-A-J-A. Raja Yoga. It is called the royal. Raja means royal. It is royal yoga. Raja Yoga. Then there is Karma Yoga. Knowledge of works. Karma Yoga. Then there is Jnana Yoga. J-N-A-N-A. Jnana Yoga. The yoga of knowledge. Then there is Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga. Yoga of devotion. These are the main. There are many others also, but I don't want to burden your mind with too many words. So we shall restrict ourselves only to five. Hatha Yoga, Raja Yoga, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. Hatha Yoga, Raja Yoga, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. Now, whenever you hear the word yoga, to understand that yoga best, you should ask three questions. Then you can grasp every yoga very easily. What is the goal of the yoga, object of the yoga, aim of the yoga? That is the first question you should ask. What is the goal? The second question you should ask is, what is the instrument by which the goal is sought to be achieved? The instrument. The third question you should ask is, what is the process by which the instrument is exercised so that the goal is achieved? If you ask these three questions to every system of yoga, then you will get a precise idea without much difficulty. You know, what I am now telling you seems so simple. It took me 5 years in my own life to arrive at this conclusion. So you can see how Sri Aurobindo has made so easy. I used to ask this question from the age of 16, what is yoga? And so many people I have met and so many questions I put to them, what is the meaning of yoga? And such confusing answers I got that I was totally blind in regard to this question, what is yoga? Only when I came to Sri Aurobindo and read this book, I found he taught us how to answer this question, what is yoga, in a very precise manner. And he has given here that every yoga has three aspects. In the first place, very often, I did not even know that there are many yogas. Because people speak of yoga in a general way. I did not even know there are many systems of yoga. Everyone who speaks of yoga speaks as if that is only yoga. And there are no other yogas at all. So even this was a big question in my mind. Somebody says yoga is this, somebody says yoga is that, somebody says yoga is third. And it is such a confusion. It took me 5 years to clarify my mind on this question. Now you get it very easily in 5 minutes. That is called the progress. The benefit of coming later in life. The others have labored and you get the fruit of it very easily. But that is the privilege of everybody. So, you have now the privilege of knowing the key by which you can get precise idea of different systems of yoga. So first of all, you come to know there are different systems of yoga. And then if you ask these three questions, you get a precise idea